Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. With all the rain we've had lately, there's a much greater risk of mold in your home and airborne mold spores invading your personal space. In addition to being allergenic, spores can contain toxic compounds called mycotoxins. Yeesh, sounds nasty. They are. Let the trusted team at Aloha Restoration test your home for mold. If they find it, they'll get rid of it, and fast. From mold and flooding remediation to expert remodeling, Aloha has you covered. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The conversation of Chicago and what it means and what it means this year and beyond. In 2020, you're letting Trubisky walk, right?
I've seen nothing that tells me anything else. Other than that, and I think it's very obvious, the thing that I've said the whole time, and I don't pretend to understand all the schemes as well as all the guys that played and everything, but to me, it's so ridiculously obvious how little faith the coaching staff has in Trubisky at times with the stuff that they dial up for him. And when it looks like it's working, it's like everybody, but you don't want to have to sit there and hold the guy's hand year three and year four into this whole thing. So my Bears thing is more about him than it is a defense that you're disappointed about and losing to a Raiders team that actually is a little bit better than people realize.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Chris Long. He is the brother of Kyle Long. Kyle Long is the Bears' right guard, and Chris Long is now retired, had a very good career as a pass rusher and won titles and played without pay because he's just like that. Good dude, and he's talking about the Bears there, and he's talking about the quarterback. And again, I don't think he's talking about Mitch based on what Kyle's telling him. I think anybody looking at the Bears would have the same question.
Well,
about whether Mitch
he's not speaking on behalf of Kyle, and he's probably not speaking based on anything that his brother shared with him. That said, when he says that on a podcast,
it's news
with Ryan Russillo, it's interesting because of the connection.
Sure.
Also because if you're a Bears fan and you're watching this team, this is becoming a thing now, and it's a growing perception that you're hearing and seeing around the league. And unfortunately, perception can become reality, but the perception is that Mitch needs some coddling, that this hand-holding stuff, and that he can't handle a lot of things that you're willing to, that you need to throw at him if you're, you know, Matt Nagy and the head coach and this offense. And that's the problem, because he's not in a position in the last couple of weeks where he can do anything about it. And moving forward, you wonder how his shoulder that he's coming back from is going to limit him in his ability to play up to his potential.
Well, and again, I think we all understand what is going on with him in terms of he's on his rookie contract. At some point, you're going to have to make a very difficult decision, a business decision on whether or not he's the guy. You're looking to try to extend the guy at some point, but is he ready? Are you ready to do that with him? And, you know, the first game they lost to Green Bay, the first text we got was someone saying, you got to fire Ryan Pace before he pays Mitch. And I mean, I know it's a joke and I know everyone has a laugh about it, but it's also the reality of life is that you can't really go through this process without coming out on the other end of it. And he's a number two overall pick. So there's big money. There's a big investment already made in him. And again, this weekend, there is a game where you have the guy that was taken after him, Deshaun Watson, facing the guy that was taken after him, Patrick Mahomes.
And both those guys are going to be in line for big money and big contracts. But the reality of the process is, as you say, though, the Bears don't have to make up their mind, not even after this year, not even now. And I maintain this. If the Bears are in a position where this is a conversation worthy of having, worth having, after the season, then it means he had a good enough year to make it valid. So far, that's not the case. So we are rushing here because this is what we do. We understand it. But there's no conversation to have. There's no debate. Oh,
it's in that context, though. I mean, we are rushing the decision, but that's the context of year three of his career.
You'd like to be in a position where you lock up your quarterback.
Sure.
Because the contract will allow you to do other things with your roster. The Bears aren't going to be in that situation.
So everyone's got a podcast, and that was what we heard from the Ryan Russillo podcast. There is also the Unbuttoned podcast featured the Sims combination. You had Phil Sims and Chris Sims, and it's open season on the Bears after this loss to Oakland. Let's take a listen to how they view it.
The Bears offense. I don't know what they're trying to get accomplished.
Well, you and I have argued about this. Not argued. We've talked about this. What is your calling card?
What is your calling card? There is no calling card. There's no dedication to the run game. The offensive line's not playing good. And I think the offensive line is not out
should
of this.
Be good. Should be the offensive better than line what it should is. Be way above average. It should be, if right. we ranked them from 1 to 32, at worst, it should be like 12 to 14, somewhere in there.
Agreed. I agreed. But you're right. Right now, they probably look like they're the 18th to 22nd. Why? Because there is no bread and butter to their offense. And they look like a team that doesn't really practice the run game or put a whole lot into it as far as schematics on a week-to-week basis. So those are some of my issues altogether with the offense of the Chicago Bears, let alone their predictable with some of their pass patterns and what they do formationally. And then you add on top of it, I don't care if this was the full scope of the offense or not, okay? Because we've heard that from Matt Nagy. Well, if this was the full scope, it's not that good either. And that's concerning to me, let alone Chase Daniel is, you know, got issues as far as physical talent is concerned at the quarterback position.
At least he called him Daniel. Chase Daniel, he got the name right.
Yeah, bravo. A guy who does all this stuff. Remember to not put an S on a guy's name.
Yeah. Well, hey, it seems like he's the only one.
It should be a drinking game.
Yeah, I know.
It really should.
Yeah. Well,
you
I don't know.
To a game that he's
the crew that did the game in London seemed to misname each other. I mean, that was, I don't think that's the standard.
Or maybe they had their own drinking game before kickoff.
Maybe something like
that.
That
would explain it. I mean, my God, what else is their excuse?
You almost hope that's the case.
That wasn't tea they were drinking.
Yeah. So what do you make of the Simses, though? Because what they say with the sharp criticism,
we've said the same thing.
It is very,
we've said they don't have a signature play. There's not one thing they do well on their offense. We've talked about the offensive line not being as good as we expect. I mean, you know, I'd love to sit here and say, you know, damn those Sims, they got no right to talk about Chicago. They're saying exactly what we're saying.
You know what it makes the Bears? It makes them easy to defend. And because you sit into a room, if you're a staff and you're a defensive coordinator and you've got your position coaches around you and it's Monday morning and you're trying to figure out after watching tape, what do we have to do? Number one, what's our number one priority in stopping the Bears? It's stop Allen Robinson. is take away the wide receiver, right? Because he's the one guy that has been the biggest playmaker consistently for this offense. Well, you know what? With due respect to Allen Robinson and every other number one wide receiver out there, that's typically easy to do, or at least it's easy to scheme. If you're the Bears, you want to be harder to defend than they have been, because I don't know what they do well. And that's the problem as we sit here five games in during the off week. You don't have an identity offensively, and you're trying in vain to establish one. I don't know if they know what they want that they do well. I don't know if they know what they want to do well. That's a bigger problem.
Yeah, I think people are people don't like the Bears being criticized by people that are outside Chicago. It's almost like one of these things where, you know, we can say whatever we want, but don't you say anything about our guy, because we're the ones that can say it, not you. We have a texter checking in saying that that Phil Simms never won anything, or, you know, that's not accurate.
That's not true either.
I'm just saying, Mitch, the problem you have with Mitch is it's unfortunate for him that he was the second overall selection, that they actually gave up assets to trade up to take him, because that's the lens through which he's viewed. You can't look at Mitch and say, young quarterback trying to figure out what he's doing. You're saying instead, guy taken behind him is the MVP of the league. What the hell are you doing? You can't say, well, Mitch is only in his second year, even third year in the league, but second year in the scheme. You got to understand that he still has to figure things out, because there are guys that have made a bigger impact quicker than Mitch has been able to. And it's just a pity. You can't even say, well, you know, he's had some bad injuries and it's slowed him down a little, hurt his arm a little bit last year, missed a couple games, and that affected him going into the playoff drive, and look what happened to his shoulder now. I mean, Deshaun Watson, another guy taken behind him, blew out a knee.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, the excuses are thin.
I'm not going to make an excuse, and I'm not going to try to defend him. The only thing I will say, though, is that let's be careful here. You don't have to be careful. You can ignore whatever I say. I'm just saying that there are two different schools of thought here. There are two different arguments that we're talking about, and they tend to get sort of lumped together. I think the criticism and the disappointment in Mitch Trubisky this week is kind of piling on, because he has been injured the last two games, and I don't think he's had a large enough sample size in 2019 for us to say, okay, let's give up on this guy. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know, but I think that's separate. I think that's separate from what the other major problem is with the Bears, and that's you have a head coach that is renowned as a play caller, and last year changed this offense schematically in ways that it needed to be changed and modernized and updated. And you know what? He has let you down this year. He has not provided you any sort of reason to believe that they can come up with a solution during this off week, because the first five games, it's an offense that is faceless. It has no identity. And that, to me, is more worthy of the criticism than Mitch Trubisky.
Should he hand over play calling duties to, to Mark Helfrich? Would that improve it?
I would say no.
To Brad Childress? Would that improve it?
That's a name that's very interesting, because he's a guy that's on the payroll. He's a guy that's in those meetings, right? And he's a guy that, if you want to say, all right, I want to give it to somebody who's done it before, these are all the things that you have to have on the table this week as you have this sort of moment of introspection. You can't leave anything, you don't want to consider and rule out anything if it could help you. And that might be able to help you.
Why are you shaking your head?
If he does that, then he's on a boat right now that's tilting back and forth. It maybe is taking on a little bit of water. If we come out next week and the first time he's asked about what did you learn, what have you decided, what are we going to see change, well, I've handed over the play calling duties to one of these three guys. Now, David, he's now walking the plank.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Dustin.
It could work, and we could all say, hey, you know, what a good guy to realize that he had too much on his plate. But once you do that, now you are definitely out on the plank, and the sharks, there's blood in the water, little chum out there, and the sharks are swimming. Don't do that to yourself.
I think you're exactly right. I don't think you want to give people a reason to doubt you that they haven't thought of themselves.
He also might lose the locker room in that situation. Like, wait a minute, Nagy doesn't believe in himself? Nagy doesn't know if he's calling the right plays? Well, how do I know? I like the way Nagy called plays. I don't like the way this guy, or this guy's calling plays. It just sets up something real. Listen, they should get together and they should talk about, okay, when we're in second and long, third and short, here's five plays. We're all in agreement. Choose one of these. I'm all on board for that. And they don't even need to let us know that. That's just working smarter.
Well,
but to go ahead and tell everybody that you've now handed off the play calling duty to focus on the whole team, boy, that would
that's
be
why he's
a
here.
Mistake.
You know, here's the problem. The problem is, a lot of the problem is that the quarterback, it's a twofold problem. You know, when you hear people talk about Mitch, number one is, does he understand the playbook? Does he know where to go with the ball? Can he make a decision? And number two, can he throw accurately once he makes the right decision? If you teach him how to make the right decision, will that make him a better passer of the ball?
The problem is number one is getting in the way of number two.
That's right.
And what we've seen of Mitch Trubisky so far is why this perception continues to grow. And you hear things from Chris Long, like there's a, and from Ryan Russillo, who followed up with that and saying, well, the coaches have really limited what they're giving him. And they're the way that you see that they're handling him is telling you, the fan, the media member, not to trust him because we don't. And I think that you can't get accurate and worry about that as being the biggest flaw if he can't grasp the game plan that is step one.
Exactly. That is really a big problem. And let me ask you this quickly. We got to get going, and maybe we should save it for the 5 at 5. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes could run this offense? Do you think this offense would look a hell of a lot better if you had him as the trigger man? Do you think that Deshaun Watson, maybe that's the better question, could he run this offense? If he were the trigger man, would things look a lot different?
Is the Pope Catholic? I mean,
but on the flip side, to be fair, and I can't believe I'm being the fair and balanced one.
Yeah.
It's a 3-person conversation right now, and I'm part of it with you two. I'm usually the one who's way off. But what if Mitch were with the Texans or the Chiefs?
See, oh, I think you'd have the same problem you have here.
I'm not convinced of that.
What, you think he'd be better there?
I'm not saying he'd be MVP Mitch, no pun intended, like with the Chiefs, but like, would he at least be like,
thank you, Michael.
Would he be at least adequate Mitch? Would he be like $25 million a year Mitch
because,
instead of $30
million?
I want to think about that more. We need to talk about that tomorrow.
That's an interesting point. We have our homework. We'll watch that Maradona
movie. We have our first 5 at 5 question at least.
There we go.
MVP Mitchell.
All right, we're obliged to bring in Danny Cotter next. Lully and Haw, The Score.
Bulls fans, listen to Chuck and Bill call every exciting play of Bulls basketball right here.
Levine, 3-ball, bam! Zach Levine.
We are Chicago's official radio home of the Bulls. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
36 months, 12 came out.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Is there anything better than watching football? Of course there is. Watching football with a DraftKings lineup on the line, especially this week. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is giving new users a free shot at over $1 million in prizes with your first deposit when you sign up with the code CHICAGO. It's simple. Draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching a game quite like having a shot at $1 million in prizes. And be sure to check out the newest game mode, Flash Draft. Now you can draft a new team for a single quarter of a live football game. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Chicago, and new users who sign up today will get a free shot at over $1 million in prizes with your first deposit. That code is Chicago. It's your free shot at over $1 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with